WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. An arrest has been made in what Bryan police describe was a murder early yesterday morning. BPD has not released why they believe 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III shot 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr in the City Trends parking lot off Texas near Post Office Street. Curry was arrested without incident in College Station yesterday afternoon. A motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with serious injuries from a crash in North Bryan before sunrise yesterday morning. Witnesses told Bryan police a car made a left turn in front of the motorcycle on Harvey Mitchell Parkway at an entrance to Bryan Industrial Park. According to the arrest report, the driver of the car drove on to work a short distance away, but 72-year-old Pedro Ramirez of Bryan was escorted back to the site of the crash. Then he was arrested for failing to stop and render aid at an accident causing serious bodily injury and for failing to yield the right of way. Governor Abbott was among state officials who updated recovery efforts from Hurricane Harvey yesterday. The governor was joined by Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who says city, county, and state leaders are connecting with the system's chief financial officer and agriculture extension agency. Sharp listed some of the work other state agencies are doing.
Wastewater system went out somewhere. They would call University of Texas Engineering or A&M Engineering researchers to find a piece that that's missing. TxDOT highways are washed out. TxDOT immediately gets on those things. Debris removal, there's lots of questions on that.
Sharp also says tens of millions of dollars are being saved by using the system's Agriculture Extension Agency instead of outside consultants. Tomorrow is your chance to adopt a Hurricane Harvey pet for free. Aggieland Humane Society's Leah White on our show says they're partnering with Sterling Subaru for a free adoption event to help displaced pets from the Houston area find a new home.
Early last week, we moved some of our adoptable dogs out of the state to make some space for some of the adoptables that were coming out of the Houston area. Mm.
White says through the help of the Aggie Network, they sent their dogs to a shelter in Nebraska to make room for the Houston animals. It is recommended to fill out an adoption application before tomorrow's event, which starts at 10 a.m. You can find that form and see pictures of the available pets online at aggielandhumane.org. Since 1990, Fiestas Patrias has raised money while sharing and celebrating their Mexican culture.
In the past 27 years, we raised more than $350,000 to give out to our local community.
Roy Lopez on our show says they're expecting 20 to 25,000 people at their annual parade and festival this weekend.
We have food booths, we have craft booths, we have a big stage, a lot of live entertainment. We have mariachis, ballet, we have all kinds of bands that are out there that come and play, and it's all free.
Lopez says the parade, which travels from Sandy Point to downtown Bryan, starts at noon and the festival lasts until 10 p.m. on Sunday. Go online to fiestaspatrias.org for more information. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, September 16th, it's grass burr control. Whether in the hayfield or in the lawn, grass burrs can be controlled before they germinate or after they've come up. In either case, timing is critical. Learn about it this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Pottery Garden, offering quality freeze-proof pottery for succulent sizes to 4 feet tall. That'll last a lot longer than what you'll find at other stores. Stop by Pottery Garden today. They're at North Avenue in the Garden District. Here are the numbers for you.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Your high temperature, low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mainly clear and down between 70 and 75. Looks nice to start the weekend. Lots of sun on Saturday. Temperatures once again a bit over 90. Low to mid 70s and fair Saturday night. But on Sunday, there could be a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, continued mostly to partly sunny, low 90s. This is Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for a look at your high school football report. Meanwhile, the Astros' magic number to clinch the AL West is 3 after beating the Angels, while the Rangers dropped the fourth game in their series with the Mariners. And Deshaun Watson led the Texans to a win over the Bengals in Cincinnati. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Of course, Chelsea, I know you were really jazzed about this, the Cassini spacecraft crash this morning.
Totally jazzed. Yeah, well, yeah. They crashed, so I guess I shouldn't be jazzed
about
it.
No, it's okay. Well, because
it shows how much I know about space.
It's space. Mm-hmm. No, what the deal is it's a 20-year-old spacecraft. I mean, just think about it. It's got old bumper stickers on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's got a bad radio.
Yeah, we'll break for asteroids.
Yeah, that too. No, anyway, apparently this morning at 6:55, NASA watched as the Cassini crashed into Saturn. The space agency really had no other choice. Cassini was low on fuel, and, you know, it's at Saturn.
Saturn do?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Is part of the problem is it says keeping it going would risk potentially contaminating one of Saturn's moons with microbes from Earth.
So instead they just crashed it into Saturn?
Exactly. Enceladus, which is one of the moons out there, mm-hmm. if and think about it,
I don't want to.
No, it's just that we've ruined our own environment if we actually went up and had our microbes injure the atmosphere of one of Saturn's moons. Could we live with ourselves?
No, obviously not.
We just let it go ahead and crash, and so there you go. And apparently, it rains methane on this moon.
Nice.
Yeah. Think about that. Anyhow, through its very last moments, the $4 billion craft will be conducting scientific investigation. Work until the very end.
Wow.
Yeah.
And as it descends into the Saturn atmosphere, several of the instruments will be on, including the mass spectrometer, which is basically is going to sniff the atmosphere for us.
Which, so we'll know. If it rains methane, it's going to be pretty awful.
I was worth $4 billion in a $20 career, I'd be all right.
Career, that's right. So anyhow, good for them. Well, we mentioned earlier this morning, we kind of started out with some unusual stories that would basically be hard to believe, mm-hmm. like the guy who was charged with using counterfeit checks and spreading them all over a town in California, then got bailed out and used, guess what?
A counterfeit check
to pay for that. And then the guy who got the degree from Pakistan and he found out it wasn't any good. And then there was the attorney in Houston who decided to spend $600,000 on a tank. And it's not just any attorney in Houston.
Yep.
It would be Tony Busby, who seems to have opinions about who should be college football coaches, mm-hmm. at the school where he is a regent. Anyhow, the Fox station in Houston decided to interview Mr. Busby about buying a $600,000 tank and driving it through River Oaks, which is where he lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tank. It's, you know, as a child, you played Army. You had, you know, a little Tonka tank, and you run over trucks. And, you know, I when I found out it was coming up for auction, I told one of my guys, let's get that tank. It'd be really cool out at my ranch to blow things up and run over things. And
I was hoping he was going to go straight Slim Pickens on it, just
he
like,
did.
You know.
He did.
You know, whenever you're a kid, you play Army, and I just wanted to blow some stuff up, so. Yeah.
That'd be a Texas A&M University Board of Regents member, Tony Busby. Using a tank in his neighborhood.
Think he'll give me a ride?
Well, you know, I guess all you could do is ask, and you're going to either say yes or no.
Okay,
I mean, that's
sure.
Basically, the story. So, anyhow. Tony, thanks for keeping us on the map for all the right reasons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, we're a military school.
Yeah, no telling. And again, he may be at the game tomorrow.
That's right. In his tank.
In his suite.
Yeah. All right.
No one can see him.
You're right. So we've talked about pumpkin spice because it's not even getting cold yet, and we're talking about pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if it was not enough for us to be able to eat and drink pumpkin spice anything and everything, there's now a company, Greenies, that is making dog treats.
Greenies!
They are pumpkin spice flavored
Ooh.
Dog treats.
Guess who doesn't care? The dog.
The dog will eat it. Consider the things you've seen dogs eat, okay?
Exactly.
Right. Ooh, right. Coda's getting her next bark box soon.
Oh, is she?
Yep, it's the middle of the month when they ship them.
Okay, and the last one was a cowboy one?
No, the first one was cowboy. Remember, the last one was space-themed.
Oh, themed. That's right. You were so excited over that. All right, so Coda, get one. And be sure, I guess, next week we'll be able to find out about
I'll
that.
I'll share with you guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so
maybe they'll have pumpkin spice treats in this one.
Could be. So pumpkin spice treats are available at PetSmart if you want to go buy them.
All right.
Or you can not, too. If you don't want to, you could just stop doing that.
I don't even know what Greenies, like original Greenies, are supposed to taste like.
Well, and again, I don't know the dog cares.
It doesn't.
The dog just says, here, let me have that. By the way, if you remember this, you'd have to be a kid in the 80s to remember that there was something called Jolt Cola.
Oh, yeah.
It was a soda that had so much caffeine that, I mean,
it spawned urban legends.
It did.
We were told you cannot drink a full Jolt Cola or else you'll have a heart attack and die.
Which was really, I mean, that was great marketing, too.
Right?
So nostalgia's here. Jolt thinks it can once again claim a spot in the market, so it is making a triumphant return next Thursday. 16-ounce can will cost you a dollar. Okay?
Wow.
It's available only at Dollar General.
Okay.
So that's an experience.
That's why it's a dollar.
Yeah.
It's an experience all in and of itself.
Just going to Dollar General is kind of just, you know, a deal if you want to do that. They keep their same caffeine content. Each 16-ounce can will have 191 milligrams of caffeine.
So don't drink it all.
It's the same as a major energy drink. But again, when they did this, it was a deal. This nobody was doing anything.
Yeah,
like
energy
this.
Drinks didn't exist.
Yeah. And again, that's a lot less than coffee.
Yeah,
but the idea that you're able to say that you drank a Jolt Cola and live to tell about it.
I'm serious. We were like, you know, they were trying to keep kids from buying them at grocery, convenience stores.
Yeah, I want to ID them. You can't buy three of those. I'm sorry. You can't do that. Oh, the irony, the brutal fire that damaged the castle, which is a Tudor-style mansion in Hampton, Massachusetts, was started by an unattended candle. Ironically, it was on Candle Safety Day when the accident happened. Off-duty firefighters spotted the flame shooting through the house. $700,000 in damage, but nobody injured. It was on Candle Day. Candle Safety Day.
Candle Safety Day.
All right, now, did we have the story? Was it a couple of weeks ago about the bride who did bouquets for her bridal party of cupcakes?
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got another one here. A bride had replaced all the flowers in her wedding with something else. Puppies.
Oh.
Samantha Clark of Iowa, 23, teamed up with a pet rescue creating puppy bouquets in place of traditional flowers.
Okay.
So
they walk a puppy down the aisle?
Carried a puppy.
Oh.
Carried the rescue pets down the aisle During the ceremony. You don't want to put a puppy on the floor, especially during a wedding. You never know.
Oh, yeah. You'd much rather hold it up against your bridesmaid's dress.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So Samantha says that she wanted to raise awareness that people should adopt rescue dogs instead of buying them from a pet store.
Oh, my gosh. The pictures. Oh,
yeah. They're there,
guys.
Huh? Okay. See? Yes.
Did the people get to keep the puppies afterwards?
Well, I guess they probably could. The pet rescue that donated the puppies says they received an influx of adoption applications right after the wedding.
No.
So there you go.
And when you say puppy, I mean, these are weeks old.
Oh,
they
okay.
are tiny.
There
eight,
you go.
Oh, they were 8 week old chiweenies.
Well, isn't that fun?
Oh, they are cute.
Okay, well, that's it. And that's what they ought to do is they probably ought to get together and each of the bridesmaids keep that puppy, and then they can get together a year from now and see how that
have a puppy reunion.
Exactly. They said it was really, really a sweet way to raise the awareness of
right.
a shelter.
Yeah, so, very cool.
Reminds me of bridesmaids whenever they're giving away puppies as
oh
like
my gosh, as the party favor.
As the party favors. And the one, the girl that Melissa McCarthy plays, she ends up taking
like
12.
She hoards all of them. Wow. Yeah.
12 puppies was probably too much.
Yeah.
It's probably too many.
Yeah, that's so funny. I love that part.
Strangely, of all the parts I remember in Bridesmaids, I don't remember that.
Oh, really? At the bridal shower where she finally cracks and goes ballistic
yeah.
with like the chocolate fountain and stuff. And on her way out, they're giving away these little like golden lab puppies
right.
to everyone, all the guests at the shower. And she goes to grab her puppy and she goes, "No, you do not get a puppy."
Well, I remember trying on the dress, basically.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry.
Classic.
All right, anyway. Okay. So they have found the skeleton of a Viking warrior, all right?
Yeah, go Vikings.
Okay. But get this. They thought it was a male. It's not. Turns out it's a female.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A woman warrior.
Nice.
The Washington Post Zena. Said the skeleton, was discovered 128 years ago. In Birka, Sweden, the artifacts entombed with the 1,000-year-old bones included two shields, a sword, an axe, a spear, armor-piercing arrows, a battle knife, and remnants of two horses.
Get it, girl.
With all those weapons, archaeologists just assumed that the Viking was a male.
They
How
would.
Sexist.
See? I mean, at least they admitted it right up front.
Ugh.
But modern-day genetics testing on the DNA extracted from a tooth and an arm bone has confirmed, in fact, that the skeleton belonged to somebody with two X chromosomes. This is the first genetic proof that at least some Viking warriors were women.
Heck yeah.
Known as shield maiden.
Ooh, I like that.
This skeleton was identified.
Shield maiden.
Really, think about that.
Sounds like a video game character.
I know. Or a character off GLOW.
Yeah, sure. What, do you want us to get a name badge that says Chelsea Reber and underneath
shield maiden? Yeah, I was a Viking.
Exactly.
Perfect.
So anyhow, says that identified at least 30 skeletons of this high status. Her grave chamber is on a prominent elevated piece of ground above the town and a hilltop fort, and also contained a set of gaming pieces and a gaming board.
Oh,
see, there you go.
Vikings were playing games? What is that about? I don't understand that part. Hello.
So here's your real bit of trivia to go with that.
Okay.
Shield Maiden is Skjaldmaya.
Okay, what is that? That's in what language?
Norse.
That's in Norse. Say it again for me.
Skjaldmaya.
Can I ask why you know that?
Because my oldest daughter loves that stuff, and she actually has that tattooed on her arm.
Oh, really?
Very cool.
Very interesting.
Oh.
All right, thanks.
Shield Maiden.
I don't care what we talk about.
Skjaldmaya.
It doesn't matter what we talk about. There's somebody who's going to educate
us. It's awesome.
All right, there you go.
Oh, yes, I looked it up in on Google, so it helps you a little bit see it more like visually.
All right, 7:24.
The wines will pour, the beers will flow, and the steaks will sizzle at this year's Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in historic downtown Bryan. Nothing pairs better with Texas wine and Texas beer than succulent, mouth-watering steak. We'll fire up the grills on Saturday night, serving up steak dinners with all the fixings. Hungry for more? Check out the Steak and Egg Brunch on Sunday morning. Sip and savor every moment of Texas Reds, September 23rd and 24th. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley and Slovacic Sausage present the 7th Annual Hog Splash Mud Volleyball Tournament. The Muddy Fun begins at 9 a.m. on October 14th at Slovacic's and Snook. A team of 10 little piggies is all you need for the dirtiest fun in the sun. The finest swine compete for bragging rights for first, second, and third place titles. Proceeds support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care in the Brazos Valley. Check out the website at hospicebrazosvalley.org or call Lizette Hawkins at 979-821-2266. Join us October 14th at Slovacic's in Snook. This little piggy will be there.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 725. Let's have a look at the weather, and it's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. High today about 92 or so, winds out of the south at 5 to 10. And then tonight we'll be down to around 70. We'll continue pretty much with those temperatures all the way through Tuesday, and actually won't be as warm as we get on to Sunday and Monday night. Lows, for instance, on Monday night, only 74 degrees. But right now, humidity's up there a little bit high. It's winds out of the southeast at 5, 97% relative humidity. Fair skies, 70 degrees.
Hey, Rachel, how's your day going?
Oh, you know, typical day. But I've got to take my car in for an oil change. What a hassle.
Haven't you heard about Allen Honda's happy hour?
No.
Oh, yeah, you've seen their beautiful new dealership. Well, they have 8 express oil and lube lanes, and every day from 2 to 4 is Allen Honda's happy hour. So no matter what kind of car you drive, you'll get $10 off your oil change, and they'll wash and vacuum your car and have you in and out in no time. It's really quick.
Sounds like a great time saver.
Save time and money with Allen Honda's happy hour. Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Some very disturbing news from the world of entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. New study, San Diego State University Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film, looked at dramas, comedies, and reality shows across all platforms, broadcast networks, cable channels, and streaming services. The results are distressing. Here's the headline from Jezebel, a feminazi website. Study finds that women characters on TV are still more likely to be mothers and wives. And that's unacceptable. Who would dare put them in those roles? Now, according to the research, women on screen play more personal life-oriented roles. Men play more work-oriented roles. Women still playing housewives. Men play business executive types, like Hollywood stuck in the 50s. Here are the statistics. 68% of shows have casts with more men than women. Only 42% of all speaking roles go to women characters. It seems like more than that to me, but that's what they say. Behind the scenes, it's even worse, folks. 85% of programs have no women directors. 75% have no women editors. 67% have no women producers. And 97% have no women directors of photography. The question, why is Hollywood such a hotbed of sexism? Why is the entertainment universe run totally by liberals, full of chauvinism and misogyny? Could somebody explain that to me?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It is an honor and privilege to own land. Caring for land has its own cost. So my good friends at Mahindra are lessening the burden on landowners by offering the biggest savings of the year during the Mahindra inventory clearance sale. That's right, you can enjoy special cash back and savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. And every penny you save on your Mahindra can be invested right back into your land. It's really the most affordable way to care for the land you love. Get a new tractor or UTV at a rock-bottom price, plus the industry's best warranty. It's a win-win. So get your work done, America, and learn more about inventory clearance savings on the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott's team to rebuild Texas after Harvey gathered for an update yesterday. Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp, who was in charge of the recovery effort, says the system's Agriculture Extension Service is getting 30 to 50 requests a day from local and state officials in the disaster counties.
That Extension Service, we have about close to 300 personnel that do nothing but make sure that county judge, that mayor is getting them, and those elected representatives get them information. Plus, they all have my cell phone, they all have my private email and things like that.
The governor announced that Land Commissioner George P. Bush will lead all housing-related recovery efforts associated with the hurricane. Abbott also says the state will seek more than $50 billion in federal housing funding. As Texas begins the recovery process after Harvey, thousands of displaced pets are being shuffled between shelters looking for new homes. Aggieland Humane's Leah White says they sent some of their dogs out of state to make room for Houston animals.
Love the Aggie Network. We had a former Aggie who's at a shelter in Nebraska reach out to us and say, how can we help? Can we send supplies down, et cetera, et cetera? I said, well, what would be really great is if we can move adoptable pets out.
During an appearance on our show, White says they sent dogs out and received dogs and cats that are now available for adoption.
Their paperwork was all done yesterday, so you'll see there a lot of new faces on our website right now, and it's going to give them a great opportunity because this Saturday is our Sterling Subaru free adoption event.
White says the event starts at 10 a.m., but she recommends filling out an application ahead of time. You can find it online at aggielandhumane.org. About 10 hours after Bryan police responded to what they discovered was a man shot to death in a parking lot, an arrest warrant was obtained. 4 hours after that announcement, BPD reported the suspect was arrested in College Station. 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III of Bryan is accused of murdering 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Mar of Bryan. The victim's body was found in the parking lot of the City Trend store off Texas and Post Office Street. Police have not released what they believe to be the motive for the shooting. A Bryan man driving to work early yesterday morning wound up in jail. That follows a crash on Harvey Mitchell Parkway by the Bryan Industrial Park when witnesses told police a car made a left turn in front of a motorcyclist. The motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, a swollen left eye, and abrasions to his face and right leg. The driver of the car, 72-year-old Pedro Ramirez of Bryan, is accused of driving into the industrial park to his job, where, according to the arrest report, his boss told him to return to the scene of the collision. Ramirez was arrested on charges of failing to stop and render aid at an accident, causing serious bodily injury and for failing to yield the right of way. A College Station man has been added to the Texas Department of Public Safety's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list. There is a cash reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the capture of 35-year-old Herman Henry Fox. He is wanted on charges of human trafficking and compelling prostitution by force and or threat. More information is online at WTAW.com. College Station police arrested two men early yesterday morning on charges of breaking into two vehicles parked on Oney Hervey between the Lincoln Recreation Center and CC Creations. According to a CSPD news release, someone who called 911 provided accurate suspect descriptions and the suspect's direction of travel after leaving the scene. The two who were arrested were identified as 20-year-old Darren Aaron White Jr. of College Station and 19-year-old Brandon Alexander Scanlon of Bryan. CSPD reported stolen property that was located was returned to the owners. It's time for the annual Fiestas Patrias Cultural Celebration Parade. Roy Lopez says he and his father started the Bryan College Station chapter in 1990 as a way to share their Mexican culture with the community.
Now we raise money to give out scholarships for our local children here in the area. We have essay contests. We have all kinds of things that we do with the Fiestas Patrias.
Lopez says this Sunday's parade begins at noon and travels from Sandy Point Road into downtown Bryan.
We'll have a Fighting Texas Aggie band. We'll have Reveille. We'll have some of the schools participating, College Station and Bryan Independent School District. The kids will be marching the Read by Third program.
Lopez says in the past 27 years, they've raised more than $350,000 for the local community. Sunday's event is from noon to 10 p.m. Visit fiestaspatrias.org for more information. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It is 70 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Always seeking new patients. If you're in the medical or health and wellness field, you're always seeking new patients. Always advertising in Brazos Wellness Magazine is a great way for you to reach new patients. Brazos Wellness Magazine is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. Find new patients when you advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. For more information, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at BryanBroadcasting.com.
If your home could talk, what would it say? All customers of BTU are now eligible for the Smart Home Incentive Program. If you're looking to save money each month, consider upgrading the energy efficiency of your home today. Simply installing attic and wall insulation or even Energy Star windows and solar screens can yield you substantial energy savings, leaving your home and wallet saying thank you. To learn if your home upgrades are eligible and to apply for the program, visit btutilities.com or come by the BTU office. And now BTU brings you your energy savings tip of the day.
Did you know that blinds, drapes, and other window treatments can make a significant impact on the temperature of a room? During the hot days of summer, keep blinds and drapes closed to prevent the sun from overheating your home, which will keep you more comfortable.
Your energy and money-saving tip is brought to you daily by BTU. For this and other simple ways you can save money, visit btutilities.com.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. Brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here's our non-football-friendly forecast.
Mostly sunny skies for today. Your high temperature, low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mainly clear and down between 70 and 75. Looks nice to start the weekend. Lots of sun on Saturday. Temperatures once again a bit over 90, low to mid 70s and fair Saturday night. But on Sunday, there could be a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, continued mostly to partly sunny, low 90s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has a look at your high school football report. Meanwhile, the Aggs are getting set to face Louisiana Lafayette tomorrow. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin. And the Rangers drop their series with the Mariners after losing the fourth game, while the Astros are just three games away from clinching the AL West. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, you think about it, we've had two homicides in Bryan in a week.
Yeah. That has, shootings.
That has never happened.
Yeah.
That I can recall, but to have two in a week. But that's, you know, the Chicago's 497 this year.
Right.
497 this
Sometimes
year.
Sometimes I think about my life as a news reporter if I lived in a bigger city.
Oh, yeah. You end up becoming jaded to all that stuff.
Yeah. And you already kind of do, but especially when it happens that often.
Yeah. Well, and of course, in a town this size, these two particular shootings, you know where these places are.
I mean,
you'll go, I drove by there or something. I know where that place is.
Yeah.
And that kind of intimacy to violent crime makes you feel pretty uncomfortable.
A little unsettling.
And again, for a whole bunch of reasons, people choose to work and live in this area because of, you know, not having to deal with that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, sequins, remember, they're, ruining the ocean?
Yeah, glitter is killing all the fish.
Yes, yeah. Well, but here's the deal. Fashionista.com says this is a big trend coming out of New York.
Sequins?
Yep, fashion week this week. It's shining, shimmery, glimmery sequins.
Okay, when has anyone worn anything they've seen on the runway at fashion week?
Well, that's a good point. It's a good point. The other thing is, sequins come off.
They do, and they don't wash well.
No.
This
is one of those, is for other people.
Yeah.
But sequins.
I say that. I have two dresses in my closet with sequins.
Well, I mean, but
that
a
I bought
of,
last year.
But a
well,
lot,
who doesn't?
Oh, well,
you know?
Oh, well. Okay,
I mean, they're new.
Okay, all right. But I mean, a lot of sequins.
I was just ahead of the trend.
That's it.
One of them is black with a gold sequins design on it.
Okay, yeah.
The other one is totally, well, I guess it's not really sequins. It's just shiny and glittery.
All right.
It's definitely killing fish.
Okay.
It's the fish killer dress.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to have a little sticker that says this is a fish killer
dress. Fish killer dress. Sorry.
By the way, while we're talking about that, just for a minute, because we always talk fashion. At 7:40 on a Friday afternoon. Friday morning.
Is it afternoon yet?
Oh, wouldn't it be nice? L'Oreal Paris is going to apparently rent out the Champs-Élysées and make it a runway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they'll have a bunch of people. It says here.
Did you say L'Oreal?
Yeah. L'Oreal Paris.
For like a makeup show?
Oh, no. I guess
they
must do a fashion thing too. I have no idea.
Interesting.
It's La Folie de L'Oreal.
Yeah.
Paris. Okay.
Say that again. Mm.
Yeah. Jane Fonda will join models. Way to go, Jane.
Man.
Rocking it. Nice job.
I need another season of Grace and Frankie to come out.
I don't know. Oh, do you?
Yes.
That's an interesting show.
Oh,
isn't
it's great.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
All right. Crayola has announced their new blue crayon name.
Okay.
Earlier this year, they had announced that they were retiring the dandelion color, replacing it with a different color.
Another blue.
Yes, exactly, which it called Wine Me Blue. I don't know what that means.
All right.
The blue pigment that inspired the color is comprised in part of magnesium, yttrium, and yttrium. I guess that's how they came up with it. Anyway, they decided to name it something we could all pronounce. The new blue crayon color is blutiful.
Stop it.
Blutiful.
No.
That is a clumsy portmanteau.
That is
exactly. Horrible.
Yeah. I'm just saying. All right, so I found this online. When I get a package of plain M&Ms, I make it my duty to continue the strength and robustness of the candy as a species. I would encourage all of you to try this by having M&M duels. Okay?
Okay.
Take two M&M candies and you put them between your thumb and forefinger and you apply pressure, squeezing them together until one of them cracks and splinters. That's the loser.
Okay.
He said, so then I eat the loser immediately, and the winner moves on.
Ooh.
I found that in general, the brown and red M&Ms are tougher, and the newer blue ones are genetically inferior.
Well, you know, the brown ones are more natural, so they don't have as many, like, color additives weakening their shell.
I hypothesize that the blue M&Ms as a race could not survive long in the intense theater of competition that is modern candy and snack food.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I will get a mutation, a candy which is misshapen, or a pointer, or flatter than the rest. Almost invariably, this proves to be a weakness. Okay. Or a pointer.
Who is this person?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just found it online.
Lots of time.
People with time on their hands.
Yep.
When I reach the end of the pack, I'm left with one M&M, the strongest in the herd. Since it would make no sense to eat that one, I pack it away neatly in an envelope, and I send it to M&M Mars corporate headquarters.
Okay.
They probably don't want
this person. Yeah.
They probably don't want that.
Probably not.
But in the meantime, and again, we are surrounded with people who have way too much time on their hands.
Correct.
But that's good because that helps us figure this out. For instance, if all 7 billion people on the planet played a single elimination rock, paper, scissors tournament, you would need only 33 games to win to be the world's champion.
Wow. That is kind of cool.
That's it?
Yeah.
I would lose. I would lose in the first round. My luck.
I don't know how we start that worldwide, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
All right. So while we were continuing kind of on the candy deal, we mentioned Roald Dahl this morning.
Yes. Multiple times.
Yeah, his granddaughter's birthday is today.
That's right.
Something. Okay. So the widow of Roald Dahl says the hero of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was meant to be, quote, a little black boy. Yesterday, she told BBC that the character was originally black, but his agent thought the idea was a bad one and insisted the character be changed. So the first Charlie that he wrote about was a little black boy. She said, I'm sure that it was influenced by America. Thanks.
All right.
In the first edition, the Oompa Loompas were also shown as black pygmies. What? In case you didn't know that. And, of course, they were, what, orange?
Orange with green hair. Yeah.
So there. All right. So there you are.
Interesting. Yeah. When I was in elementary school, I guess, and participated in UIL oral reading, I read one of his poems. He has a book called Revolting Rhymes, and it's fairy tale stories like Cinderella and Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, but he puts a really like vulgar spin on them.
Okay.
And they're awesome. I have the book. I'll have to bring it in sometime and read a little excerpt, but they're fantastic.
So you did poetry and TERP?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you win?
All you had to do, I don't
shock
remember.
The judge?
Probably. Yeah, I know. I had to edit the poem because some of the parts are inappropriate
For
a fifth grader. Okay. Yeah.
For a what?
For a fifth grader.
You're doing poetry interp in fifth grade?
Well, not interp. It was oral reading, so all you did was memorize the poem, and you read it. Like, you not performed it, but you, you recited it.
Okay.
So, yeah, in fifth grade, right. Sure. Huh. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
We'll have readings in the break room, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you don't have to censor it.
Exactly. Yeah. You can read the unedited version.
Hear that. Probably would be a hit.
Hey, we've had a lot of text messages today, and this one was fantastic. Chad texted in and said, because of the Infomaniacs, I am the proud owner of an Olive Garden pasta pass.
Yeah!
Wait a minute. I get unlimited pasta for 2 months. If y'all ever want to join me, you're more than welcome to.
That is outstanding. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that he was able to get through, because, again, it happened just like it did last year. Because I think last year they're going to do 21,000 of these pasta passes, and this year they did 22,000. Let me find the story real quick. Okay, here we go. Olive Garden's never-ending pasta passes already sold out less than 1 second after they went on sale.
Wow.
Whoa.
22,000 pasta passes went on sale at 1 o'clock yesterday, according to Olive Garden. All the passes had to be claimed by guests in less than a second. For $100, the pasta passes provide 8 weeks of unlimited pasta, soup, or salad, and breadsticks. The one that's 1 week longer than last year's 7-week endless pasta extravaganza. And the chain's 50 pasta passports to Italy also sold out almost immediately. For $200, the recipients of the pasta passport receive an 8-day, 7-night, all-inclusive trip to Italy for two, plus 8 weeks of pasta.
Well, Chad has got himself a pasta pass.
Way to go, Chad. Glad to hear it, buddy. All right, 7:48.
Hospice Brazos Valley and Slovacek Sausage present the 7th Annual Hog Splash Mud Volleyball Tournament. The Muddy Fun begins at 9 a.m. on October 14th at Slovacek's and Snow. A team of 10 little piggies is all you need for the dirtiest fun in the sun. The finest swine compete for bragging rights for first, second, and third place titles. Proceeds support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care in the Brazos Valley. Check out the website at hospicebrazosvalley.org or call Lizette Hawkins at 979-821-2266. Join us October 14th at Slovacek's in Snow. This little piggy will be there.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Families are the reason Focus on the Family exists. So when tens of thousands of families come to our campus here in Colorado every year, we work hard to make them feel welcomed. But we also want them to know we're thinking about them long after they're gone. That's why we invite parents and children alike to leave their prayer requests with us. Some of what the kids ask for can be really funny. My favorite is from an 8-year-old boy who wrote this: "Please pray for my brother. He wets the bed. And please pray for me. I share a bed with my brother." Unfortunately, for every request that brings a smile to your face, there are several more that will break your heart. One came from a 6-year-old boy who wrote, "Please pray for Daddy to stay clean and be happy." Another came from an 11-year-old who hadn't heard from his dad for a long time and was desperate to reconnect with him. Then there was a 10-year-old girl who wanted a better relationship with her mom. She told us, "I love her so much, but I don't think she notices me." Even kids from stable families hurt sometimes. My advice is, don't assume that your children are happy and carefree just because they haven't said something to you. Kids often don't know how to bring up topics they find confusing or awkward. Ask your children how they're really feeling inside. They may have something to share with you and would just love for you to listen. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities. Most annuities have nosebleed-level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing.
Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-770-3377 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-770-3377. That's 1-800-770-3377.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, it's Friday, so with a look at your high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Well, it's week 3 of high school football in the Brazos Valley. Adam Consolidated visits Austin High on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brian entertains Magnolia West on Sports Radio 1150. And College Station welcomes St. Pius X to town on the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, Buffalo pays a visit to Grapeland on Willie 103.5. Kickoff times for all of those games at 7:30. Elsewhere, Navasota holds its home opener against Waller on Willie 97.7, and St. Joe's heads to the Village School on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Kickoff times for both of those games at 7 o'clock. Rudder, Allen Academy, and Brazos Christian all have byes. Remember to follow all of your favorite teams anytime and over to BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Meanwhile, the Aggie football team is gearing up to take on Louisiana Lafayette tomorrow at Kyle Field. Coach Kevin Sumlin says he's familiar with Ragin' Cajun's head man Mark Hudspeth and expects the unexpected.
I've known him for a long time. He's a guy that we used to visit with a lot, just about offense and defense philosophy. He's a really aggressive coach for our team. It'll be everybody's got to get their hair up on the back of their neck because he's not going to come in here and slow play anything.
Kickoff between the Aggies and Ragin' Cajuns is tomorrow at 11 a.m., and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The number 22 A&M soccer team travels to Alabama to open up SEC play today at Auburn. Tonight's match is set for 6:30 p.m., and you can hear that one on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Dubinsky finishes the game with back-to-back strikeouts.
Brad Peacock pitched six innings, a three-hit ball, and the Houston Astros lowered their magic number for clinching the AL West to 3 with a 5-2 victory over the second-place Los Angeles Angels. The Astros return to Minute Maid tonight for a new three-game series with the Mariners. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington,
Gassner from the set to the plate. Alonzo is swinging a line drive down the right field line. Big trouble. Bouncing all the way to the corner. Cano is home. Cruz is home. Seager's being waved around. Here's the throw by Odor. He drops the ball as he goes to throw.
Nelson Cruz went 4-for-4 with a home run, and Kyle Seager hit a two-run homer as the Seattle Mariners defeated the Texas Rangers 10-4. The Rangers hope to bounce back as they travel to Anaheim to start a three-game series with the Angels. First pitch for that one's at 9:07 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere, the Cleveland Indians have run their American League record winning streak to 22 games with a 3-2 comeback win over Kansas City. In the NFL, for the Houston Texans, Deshaun Watson is 1-0 as a starting quarterback. Watson had a 49-yard touchdown run and accounted for 192 total yards for the Texans as they earned a 13-9 win at Cincinnati. The Texans next face the Pats on Sunday the 24th at noon in New England with broadcast on The Zone as well. And out on the links, Mark Leishman had 10 birdies in his opening round of 9-under-62 to grab a two-stroke lead in the BMW Championship. Jason Day was 6-under for his last 11 holes to close out a 7-under-64. Jamie Lovemark and Charlie Hoffman also opened at 64. Jordan Spieth had a bogey-free 65, and Phil Mickelson shot 66. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot land pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 two implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Do you have an office space?
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space? From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Canada, witnesses say a driver lost control on a highway on-ramp, was eating cereal when the vehicle careened through the grass median, jumped into 60-mile-an-hour traffic, causing a three-vehicle crash. Nobody seriously injured.
there's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia about that.
Really?
About eating cereal whenever you're driving and whether or not you assume the risks.
How funny.
Why I love a Famous Bowl.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Got that and a spork and you're on your way.
Oh, man.
So when it comes to a man's body odor, the smell is in the nose of the beholder. According to researchers who suggest a single gene may determine how people perceive body odor. The study in the journal Nature explains why the same guy can smell like vanilla to some, pee to others,
ew,
and nothing to another group. One little, that's it. Just one little gene makes the difference.
Huh.
I know.
Vanilla or pee.
Or pee. That's kind of a far cry there.
What are your chances?
Oh, man.
I don't have time to do it right now, Chelsea, but we do have a story on the Real Wives of Orange County.
Oh, excellent.
That's coming up
in just
a little while. And because you always need to have something you can tell your coworkers as you lean against the door of the break room today, now we can say it. Prince Harry has, in fact, brought Meghan to meet the Queen. Yeah.
It's official.
I think it is.
I'm so excited for Meghan.
She was a little nervous, as she met her.
Really?
Yeah. But anyhow, he says it will be, quote, the first of many encounters. So just saying, there's some conjecture that they're already engaged.
Oh.
They're just not talking about it.
So maybe so.
We'll keep you on the cutting edge when it comes to all that stuff, okay? Look for a high temperature today. Actually, next few days will probably be in the lower 90s. Low temperature each night. Temperature will be about between 70 and 73. And we've got fair skies and 71 right now. It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.